Rachel Hayter with ABC News. The bodies of four people have been found at a property in Melbourne's northwest. Francesco Salvo reports.
Emergency services were called to the property on Burgess Street at Tullamarine about 12:30 this afternoon, following reports that four people had been found dead. A man has since been taken into police custody and the street has been cordoned off. A heavy police presence remains in the area where a crime scene has been set up. Homicide detectives are also assisting, but the exact circumstances surrounding the deaths are yet to be determined. Police say there is no ongoing threat to the community, which neighbours have described as a quiet area with lots of young renters.
The impeachment of the US president for the second time has left the Republican Party deeply divided. 10 members sided with the Democrats, making the final vote to impeach 232 to 197. The impeachment article will now head to the Senate, which will hold a trial to determine the president's guilt. But it won't happen in the next 6 days, all that's left of Donald Trump's term in office. Associated Press Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says Mr. Trump has left the Republican Party reeling.
What we're really seeing now is the start of a Republican civil war. Republicans are deeply uncertain about their future. They're deeply uncertain about the role President Trump will play and what the role his supporters will play. And there are a lot of divisions.
A global team of scientists led by the World Health Organization has arrived in the Chinese central city of Wuhan. COVID-19 first surfaced there in late 2019, and the team is in the city to investigate the origins of the coronavirus. They'll spend about a month in Wuhan, including 2 weeks in quarantine. The Western Australian government will now require anyone who tests positive for coronavirus in hotel quarantine to stay in the system for a longer period of time after being diagnosed. Previously, people have been required to stay in quarantine for 10 days after their positive diagnosis, but that's been extended to 14 days. Health Minister Roger Cook says while the state's quarantine system is adequate, the measure will offer an additional protection against the new UK strain of the virus.
The new UK strain is obviously providing extra challenges for everyone globally, health systems globally. And as a result of that, we are continuing to learn from other jurisdictions about what are the best ways to manage it. And to date, we're making some changes as we move forward.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says contact tracers have been working through the night to try and identify anyone in the state connected to a coronavirus outbreak at a Brisbane hotel. 6 cases of the highly contagious UK strain of the virus have been detected at Brisbane's Hotel Grand Chancellor in a cleaner, her partner and 4 return travellers. Anyone in New South Wales who's quarantined or worked at the hotel since the 30th of December must immediately get tested and isolate for at least 14 days. Ms. Berejiklian says even a single case of the new variant could have serious consequences.
When you have an issue like this where you don't know how the virus was transmitted, you don't know whether people left the building unintentionally with the virus, that's when it's a real worry. When you're concerned about it seeping into the community, that's when it's a real worry.
A psychology clinic in the New South Wales Far North Coast is concerned about the increase in demand for therapy in remote and regional areas of the state. The clinic has more than tripled its staff numbers since last summer's bushfires, but the wait times to see a clinician can be up to 6 months. Clinical psychologist at Browley Psychology, Stacey Shepherd, says despite the increase of staff, it's clear more help is needed.
Demand, I would describe as a tsunami. As we would bring on a new clinician, we would fill them up, and you would think that that would put a dent in the wait list. It seemed like the more people we brought on board to support our community, the more demand for service.
And 2 kayakers who helped a man mauled by a shark in Perth's Swan River have described the scene as traumatic. A man aged in his 50s has been taken to Royal Perth Hospital after being bitten on the leg by a 2 to 3 metre bull shark before being pulled from the water. You are up to date. You can get more news on our website, abc.net.au/news.